All right. So our first storyteller is Doug Maver.
We all knew something was amiss when the pickup truck we were riding in the back of suddenly decelerated, slowed down in the middle of nowhere in the Burmese countryside. The German tourist sitting next to me peered through the back window looking forward through the dash and suddenly yelled out, "God, there's soldiers with guns! They're blocking the road! It's a military checkpost! We are screwed!" And we knew he was right. We were about to be caught red-handed, traveling illegally in Burma. We were going to jail. You gotta be kidding me. We were tourists. How could we get into this mess? Well, how many of you heard the story I told in April of my wife, Sunny, and I creeping dangerously close to rhinos in southern Nepal? Anybody remember that? Well, you then know there's nothing more dangerous or foolhardy than a backpacking tourist on a tight, tight budget. 35 years ago, my wife and I did a long trip to Southeast Asia. And before we went to Nepal, we were in Thailand, and we heard that the country of Burma had just opened up to tourism. It had been closed for 20, 30 years, maybe since World War II, I'm not quite sure, by a communist dictatorship, and the country was closed. It's not unlike North Korea today. But the government decided to open up the country on a very limited 7-day tour visa and admit people to come in. But they made a special stipulation. They didn't want Western tourists roaming the countryside, polluting the impoverished peasants with the Western ideals and richness. So they limited you to only coming to Rangoon, the capital, or if you wanted to travel. There were three tourist spots that they set up, but you had to get there by government train or government railway. And they were very expensive and really unreliable. You might wait 2 days of your precious 7 days just waiting for the plane to show up. When we were in Bangkok prior, we at a youth hostel saw a notice on the board that said, "Here's a dirt cheap way to try to see Burma." So we read this, and it went like this. When you fly out of Bangkok, go to the duty-free store and pick up a bottle of Johnny Walker Red whiskey, duty-free, and two cartons of 555 cigarettes. When you get off the plane in Rangoon, Burma, you can sell those for triple to the taxi drivers there. Take your profits, go into town, find the Jade Butterfly Hotel, and look up a man named Thane Tan. Use your money and he will be your guide and get a driver for 6 days to travel illegally through the countryside of Burma. Yeah. You think you'd do that? We did. My wife Sunny and I did. And 3 days later, Sunny and I were bouncing through the back country in the back of Thane Tan's rattly pickup truck with three other German tourists. But it was wonderful. We were going and seeing the real Burma, not the sanitized Burma. And we were seeing potholes in the streets and ancient cars, kind of like Cuba. They didn't have any new cars. People were traveling by foot mostly, or ox cart, and abject poverty, but beautiful. And we saw thousands of crumbling pagodas, Buddhist pagodas in the countryside. And we went to villages where Western tourists haven't been, and we had tea in those villages. And the children would come up to us, and they would touch our white skin because they hadn't seen Caucasians before. It was really special until the military checkpost. Apparently, Sunny and I didn't get that memo back in Bangkok about the military checkpost. So here we were at the military checkpost, and the next minute was one of the longest minutes of my life. Watching through the back window, we watched Thane Tan slow the car down to where three soldiers with guns were waiting by the side of the road to check our documents. And four other soldiers were starting to stand up from the shade of a nearby tree as we came forward, because maybe they suspected that the look of our vehicle, something was about to happen. So Thane Tonham comes to a stop, and he reaches out the window, and instead of handing our passports, he has a handful of dollar bills that he flings up in the air, hits the gas, and he's running the check post. He's running the check post. The German yells, "Jesus, hit the deck, they've got guns!" And we dove to the floor as we accelerated on. In 1 second, a quick gesture up and a stomp on the foot down, and we went from, "Oh, we're going to jail," to, "We're gonna die." Seconds passed, and no shots came into our region, and we peered over the tailgate, and I'll never forget what I saw. I didn't see soldiers kneeling to shoot. I didn't see soldiers jumping in their truck to pursue. The fleeting and final image that's forever burned in my brain is looking at 7 Burmese soldiers out in the meadow chasing dollar bills, fluttering in the wind. Thank you.